Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates Talk Radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and mid-Michigan Freeland area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. And one of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support birth families, adoptive families, and the adoption community. So we are really grateful to you for listening in today. And we are in the midst of our summer series, which will actually continue into the fall, and it's called Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. And we've had such a great time getting to know each of our staff on a little more personal basis. And today we have with us Heidi Cole, who is a caseworker in our Farmington Hills office. So I'd like to welcome Heidi to the show. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us today, and I wanted to just go ahead and, for our listeners, get you to start us off by telling us about your role and your work with Adoption Associates.
Sure. So I have worked at AAI since 2004, and as you said, I'm a home study caseworker, and I do home studies for both international and domestic families. And then I also do some of the educational meetings and help out with on-call birth mother work on the weekends. So I've really had a great opportunity to do a lot of variety of roles at AAI.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So you've got such a wealth of experience, Heidi, on a more personal level, kind of outside of Adoption Associates. Would you mind telling us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure, yeah. So I have been married for 16 years, and I have two girls. They're age 9 and 11. And so my family pretty much takes up all of my time. That's really kind of what my focus is on right now in life. But when I have free time to myself, I really like reading, and I love being outdoors. So taking walks, going to the pool in the summer, going on bike rides, that kind of thing. I lead a pretty mellow, easygoing life, I would say.
Outside of the kids, that is, right?
Yes, yes.
Heidi, what drew you to working in the field of adoption?
Well, I started working for AAI right after I finished my master's program, and I had just had this feeling that adoption would be a great area to work in. I really didn't know that much about it, other than just kind of the typical general ideas that most people have about adoption. But I just decided to go for it, and AAI was the best place I possibly could have landed. I immediately began learning so much and immersing myself in everything related to adoption. I just loved it. And it really wasn't long after I started working at AAI that I realized that I really wanted to adopt children into my family. I was just so excited about everything I was learning, and I shared it all with my husband, and, you know, we both really felt that we were up to the challenge and that it was something we wanted to do, and so we did. We adopted both of our daughters through the domestic program at Adoption Associates.
Wonderful. So who knew right at the beginning days of joining the staff at Adoption Associates that this would become personal for you as well?
Right, yeah, it totally changed my life in so many ways, so it's very cool.
What would you say, Heidi, is your favorite thing about your work or your particular role in adoption?
For me, I really like the teaching aspect. I really love having new families come in, and especially when they come in with an open mind and hearing what we have to say, and then having their perspective expanded or changed in some way. When we can help families think through some of those different aspects of adoption, like the transracial issues or an ongoing relationship with the birth family, and when people come out at the end in a different place, I think that's really cool, especially because it means that they're more prepared to meet the needs of the child that they will eventually adopt.
And your role in that, obviously, in helping not only this family but this child as he or she grows, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that you think people would be surprised, Heidi, to know about the work that you do?
What I have noticed is that a lot of people are surprised that adoption is actually really complicated emotionally, and that every aspect of adoption isn't always quote-unquote happy. I think the view of the general public who aren't educated in adoption, it's just a much more like idealized vision. But we know that the experience is so much more nuanced than that. And so we would be remiss if we didn't address the loss that comes with adoption on all sides, whether it's the birth family, the adoptive family, or eventually the child. And that doesn't mean that it's not the right option or a loving, positive choice for a birth mother to make, because I certainly wouldn't work in adoption if that were true. But when people think that it's easy, that there's only the happy side to it, that really isn't the full picture. And so that's why we work so hard at Adoption Associates to be honest and transparent with our clients about the entire experience that comes with it. And then, of course, we know that all the challenges are definitely worth it.
Absolutely. I think that's so important too, Heidi, because sometimes I hear and see the opposite of that too. So there are people who say, oh, how wonderful, how great, this is so rainbows and butterflies. But sometimes you hear from others, and I don't know if you do too, but who maybe have the other perspective on that. Adoption is so hard and so difficult and comes with such loss, or maybe an involuntary adoption scenario that we do sometimes hear about. And so for me too, I think that the truth lies somewhere there in the middle, right? There's mm-hmm. certainly very wonderful, great, fabulous, life-affirming things that happen with adoption. And there's the hard piece too. So I think that mm-hmm. you're right. It's really interesting to hear the perspectives that we get from others and seeing those families come forward and be educated.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
You mentioned earlier you've been with the agency for quite a while. Did you say 14 years now?
Yep.
Awesome. So, and you're such an important part of our team, and obviously in the Farmington Hills area too. I'm interested in hearing from you about what you love the most about Adoption Associates as an agency.
There are so many things, but what comes to mind immediately is the really high quality of work that we do, the professionalism, the high ethical standards. You know, I hear from people from time to time who've worked, you know, with different agencies throughout the country who either they weren't educated properly or they weren't given all the information about how the process works. Or, you know, I love that we treat every part of the adoption triad with such respect. And just from the way our staff answers the phone, from the way we write home studies, the way that we make sure that birth moms are, you know, making the best choice for themselves and the baby, I think that Adoption Associates is the absolute best in all those areas. And I will tell everybody I meet that. I always want to refer them to us because I think we're the best.
That's awesome, Heidi. And how great or easy is it to come to work at a place that you love and feel that way about, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
So we are now at the end of today's podcast, Heidi. Thank you so much. These are just a quick little glimpse at each of our staff. We're taking the week off next week, and we're going to return on Tuesday, August 21, with Tammy Hedrick, who is an employee in our Lansing office. So that'll be interesting to hear a little bit from Tammy herself about her role and work in adoption. We will continue to offer Adoption Focus podcast on Tuesdays at 11 a.m., so we do hope that you will continue to join us. Feel free to email us or give us a call as well if there are any particular topics that you're interested in hearing about. Once we complete our Meet the Staff series, we will return to our adoption-focused podcast. You can connect with Adoption Associates by calling us at 800-677-2367 or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. You can also connect with Adoption Associates through social media avenues such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Again, we appreciate your listenership and hope to hear from you guys very soon. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye. Thanks again, Heidi.
Thank you. Bye-bye.